case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Yesterday, Eden was in a very, very motivational mood. I don't know when people get into these moods where they're like, I'm just going to do something that I haven't done in a while. She decided to rearrange the living room.
That's all right. I'm thinking the last time that I got really motivated, I started painting a house and...
Did you finish? What do you mean started painting the house?
This was in lockdown last year and I was like, I'm really going to do something, really motivated. Started painting, got through one coat. I was like, yep, I've satisfied that motivation. You have to do two coats.
Yeah.
And I was not happy.
Well, Eden didn't go as far as to paint the house because we're renting. We don't want to deal with that. But she did want to rearrange the lounge room and I got home and it was kind of half done. There was like stuff everywhere and I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I just needed a refresh. And I was like, We've been in this house for maybe 5 months. To me, that's not a very long time to have the lounge room the way that it was.
What didn't she like about the current arrangement?
This is the thing. There was nothing really. She just said it felt. Her excuse was it felt a bit stale. I was like, what?
Okay.
She said it felt a bit stale. I wanted to like zhuzh it up and do something different. And then we got into interesting conversation. I said to her, I was like, how often are you going to be doing this? Like, how often are you going to want to change the living room around? And she said, look, I'd like to every like 3 to 4 months.
But how many ways can you
That's what
do
I'm
a living
thinking.
Room? Because a lot of places, the TV port, because let's be honest,
yes.
A living room these days all revolves around the couch position to the TV.
TV, exactly.
And that's it. And the TV port doesn't move.
No,
that
no.
It stays in the same spot.
There's probably only maybe three different variations that we could do in our lounge room so that the TV is in a reasonable spot. And we've done two of them. Already.
It's going to happen again for the third one and then you're just going to rotate between the
Possibly.
Three?
Possibly. And this is what I said to her. I was like, Eden, every 3 to 4 months, that you realise how crazy that looks. And she said, yeah, that I don't care. It feels bored. It feels stale. And I was like, okay. So I helped her finish moving the couch and the rest of the things. And then we got to the pillow placement on the couch.
Oh, my God.
I put the pillows down just as I thought they, you know, nicely, you know, wanted it to look nice. Eden comes along and changes every one of my pillows that I put down.
I think this is a good lesson for you at this point in time.
Well, it looks no different.
To her it does.
It looks no
different.
And
the woman is always right in that situation, so there's no point arguing with it.
I think you're right because I went back a little bit, about 20 minutes later I went back and I just moved the pillows slightly and I thought, I'll see if she notices. About 20 minutes after that,
oh yeah,
I come into the lounge room and she's moving the pillows again.
Of course she would. I like how when she gets motivated, she's like, I'm going to rearrange the house. When I get motivated, it's, maybe I'll put on pants.
Josh and Maddie, 103.1 Power FM.